Ashley Carden, who's an applied public health informatics fellow at the Houston Health Department, where she's responsible for hepatitis C surveillance, meaningful use activities, and system design, among several other tasks. Welcome.
Good afternoon. So, currently our methods for public health reporting, which I'm sure everyone in here is aware of, many of them vary by jurisdictions, which are influenced by laws and capacity. So when I say capacity, that's in terms of staffing and also your infrastructure. Infrastructure could be whether or not you have, you mentioned, a specialized registry, which is awesome, or getting ready for next stage of meaningful use, or whether or not you have the size. So there's, in Texas, very large state, obviously, we have very small departments that may be 3 or 4 people, where we have other departments that have, you know, like ours, over 1,200 people. So the capacity will vary, and so because of that, the ways that people report vary as well. As you move up this pyramid, data quality improves. It does not get perfect, but it improves. So at the baseline is fax machines, and then you move up to phone, manually electronic, so sending it, and then automated electronic. So it's not the same thing, so I put both up there, but, you know, going to that approach. At the end of the day, the goal is the same. We want to have efficient, timely, and quality disease reporting. So this is the current situation. We get hundreds of thousands of reports sent to us, and this is us right here in the corner, Houston Health Department. And so the conventional but less ideal method is phone, fax, and mail reports. And the more modern and ideal is electronically, whether that is manual or automated. And just a FYI, the first fax machine was created in 1843. So the fact that we're still using fax machines, that is a pet peeve of mine. I would love to do away with it, but it is still there. Again, back to capacity. So as you can imagine, if you're getting that many reports, it is an issue if you are having that many ways, but also, again, back to the previous slide about data quality. So some of the consequences of conventional reporting: inefficient, time-consuming, duplicated efforts, and lack of privacy and security. So there's pieces of paper, who has it, where they put it, where is it filed, they file it correctly, you know, following up. However, there are some benefits. There's no specialized training for these interfaces and these systems, engaging the stakeholders on what's new, what's the latest and greatest. And then it's a relatively quick implementation when you're just doing paperwork. So what is the stopgap solution? So you have, on the one side, electronic. This is more efficient. Implementation can be more costly, but the data is readily accessible, and it can facilitate data transmission. On the other side, we have the paper, which is inexpensive, no additional training required. But what is in the middle, where that red arrow is what our stopgap solution is, and that is trying to implement, or implementing, OCR software, which is optical character recognition. And we use Teleform, and this is kind of what comes in the middle of both of those. So our process, and it's not really meant for you to read just to get an idea of what we go through. So at the beginning is a person, which was me, sitting at the computer to design the forms. After you design them, you need to distribute them to whoever the users are. So in our case, the users will be the epidemiologists doing the case reports, but also the providers sending us the reports. They have to complete them, and then they will either send them electronically, or unfortunately, they may fax them. That's okay. And then they come into the system where the OCR is actually implemented and reads the handwriting or the type print, whichever one they use. Then here in the middle, where in this area, where it says yes or no, that is where you're able to use the software to make it mandatory to verify the information that's on the form or not, and then you can have, for quality control, a surveillance investigator verify the information. You'll notice there are several stars in this process. Those stars are there because those represent that the Teleform software is a package, but within that package there are several programs in there, and each one of those stars is a different program. That also represents areas in the process that I call opportunities, because within that there are several chances for you to evaluate your workflow, but also to improve it and make sure that you're aware of it to make it more efficient. So capturing the data. This is an example of what the form looks like. Again, not to read, but just to give you an idea of what can be created. This section right here could be an entire session about creating forms and what goes into it. But it's just to give you an idea of, you want to constrain someone if they're doing handwritten reporting for a reason, especially if providers are doing it. And there are certain areas that are really important that we typically don't get, which is demographics, which for some of our reports can be very important. So we're trying to get more of that information and make it easier so that you can just fill in a circle, check off a list, so that we're getting the information. So what was the outcome? We were able to get custom forms. We were able to sit down and get in-depth planning and thought given to the processes, like I mentioned, which whenever you're going through something like this, people get in their, you know, regular everyday, this is what I do, without really thinking about each step and whether or not it's efficient or the best practice. Also, we had enhanced collaboration internally and externally. So internally, we want to find out, okay, so what are the EPIs process, and does it vary by disease? What are your groans? What do you think is working great? What could be improved? And then the same thing for our providers that are reporting to us. Also, the reduction in time. So like I mentioned on the earlier slides, we get many reports, and that is facts. Every time we have a faxed report, someone has to manually stamp each page. So if we get a page that, if we get a fax that is 30 pages, there's somebody that comes in there and they're stamping all 30 pages, and that goes to someone else. So it can be very time consuming. And then also an increase in data quality. So again, because we are forcing someone to put in those boxes and also having the machine help us read that information, we've had that increase. The lessons learned. Engage stakeholders at the beginning. If you do not, you may have problems. It can slow down the project. So going back to processes and workflows, very important, very important. And I think also this helps. So in informatics, we understand the importance of workflows, but I think not so much for EPIs. To say, not that they don't understand it, but to use that term of saying, this is a workflow, this is why it's important, you're making a form, why is it important? Because we want to understand what you do so that whatever we're making for you actually works for you. Because if it's not effective, then what's the point? And then also providing training so that if the next person who comes along, they can just pick up where you left off instead of starting all over again. So acknowledgements is the team, the people that I work with, and like she mentioned, I am a informatics fellow, so this project was partly supported by that. I want to thank you for your time.